How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection. Choose from 26 stylish colors and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
The Burt Show.
So let's reset this, Carl. You are super, super, super proud of your 8-year-old daughter.
Every day, right? She makes me proud. And she's just so in tune with what's going on around her, you know, just more than I've ever seen an 8-year-old. And she's so ambitious. And what I mean by that is willing to do what she needs to do to make a change about what's going on around her. And she's asking all kind of questions. She's that one, Daddy, why? She asks why. So she's the one that you don't want to.
Sorry.
Why you play that?
Just tell me.
Why'd you play that right there?
Why?
But yeah, I was just saying that she's just really the ambitious type to really, you can't really tell her no and not give her a reason why. And not saying she doesn't stay in her place as a child, mm-hmm. but she's just real, she's that inquisitive, ambitious type. And she's done, man, she's like, as far as with the Haiti earthquake, I was just going to send money, mm-hmm. you know. She was like, no, Dad, that's not enough. We're having a moving at school, so she wanted to bring clothes. She almost cleaned out the whole closet.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Sweet. So I'm just proud of her, man. She's always just doing things like that, hands down.
Sometimes you think that your kids aren't paying attention. Like, they're just watching cartoons or they're doing their old thing. They pick up on everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything.
Definitely. And like I was telling her earlier during the week, that she just makes me so proud because just asking how she can make the difference is, I mean, it's rare to me. And, you know, and it kind of makes me kind of feel proud as a parent, and especially my wife, because really my wife is the one that's doing everything. I'm up here at work all day.
Just along for the ride.
Yeah, that's basically it, right? So I got to give her all the props, really.
Priya, how does that make you feel when your dad says he's so proud of you?
Go ahead, baby. Speak into the microphone. How does it make you feel? Make you feel good?
Microphones make kids be real quiet,
I know, right?
All the time.
And animals too.
But only for 24 hours. If we kept her in here for one day, then we wouldn't be able to get her out of the room.
It won't even be that long. As soon as I turn the mics off, we won't be able to get her to stop talking.
As soon as we leave the building, right?
So tell us once again, like, what happened at your house and why she started to write the letter, unless she wants to tell us.
You want to tell the story, baby? Okay, what I'll do is I'll tell the story and you read the letter, okay? All right, so last year we got our house broken into, and we actually moved and everything. So we've had some incidents in the neighborhood. We recently had a break-in in the new neighborhood that we're in now. And so she's been really just kind of asking questions, and I just found out that it was for a school assignment where she had to write a letter. Her letter was written about crime, so she's asking all these questions. I'm wondering what the questions are for. Mm-hmm. She's composing this letter. So I get to the house. My wife drops me a letter saying, this is what Priya wrote. I'm looking at it, I'm just wild, really just like, wow. And I asked my wife, did you write any of this? You tell her about any of this? She was like, no. She asked the questions, and Priya wrote it all the way down.
Wow.
I mean, and she was real adamant about us mailing it, too.
So how did they feel after the first break-in? Like, how do you explain it to an 8-year-old?
It was,
And still make them feel secure about what's going on.
I'm really just telling her that people steal.
Mm-hmm.
And because at one time, we were at the basketball court, and they took a kid took our ball. And that was like a real prime time for me to kind of explain that people steal and people do bad things. So mm-hmm. when they broke into the house, luckily we had somewhere to go. My wife took the kids and went to her mom's house, but but we had somewhere to go. So it wasn't like a scary incident for them. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really make it scary.
They were in the house when it happened.
Exactly. Right. So they were still at their grandmother's house. So they still felt comfortable during the situation. So it wasn't like a big, I'm scared situation. Mm-hmm. But when our neighbor got their house broken into, that was kind of more close to heart. They've already been through this before. The neighbor is a good friend of theirs that they play with all the time. So, you know how kids talk amongst each other. Who knows what they were saying?
Right.
So it's just really on her mind now. So, and then when she wrote the letter, she mentioned some key points. She even mentioned when we got our car stolen when she was 1 year old. I said, how do you remember that?
Can't remember things that happened one day ago.
Exactly, right?
Priya, who is the letter to? Who did you write the letter to?
Who'd you write the letter to? Time to shine, baby.
All eyes on you. You just want to read the letter, huh? Okay, let's just do that. Right. I can't wait to hear it.
Make sure you speak it to the microphone and enunciate. Want me to read? Want me to help you read it? Let's start off together. All right.
Honey, believe you me, there's hardly anybody in school today. Nobody's listening to this show.
Yeah, right.
It's just the five of us.
It's just us.
Yeah.
Now, you know your friends are listening, too. The whole crew.
That's a way to take the pressure off. You got it, baby.
All right. Dear Mayor Reed,
please help stop crime in my community. Our homes are being burglarized. Children can't play outside. Cars are being stolen. Mayor Reed, we need your help and quick. To begin with, our homes are being burglarized. For example, last year my house was broken into and they took all my mom's jewelry. Another example is Saturday someone robbed my friend's house and took 3 laptops. There are 72 break-ins in the 30331 area. To help?
Doing great.
Go ahead, baby. You're doing great. Go ahead.
We could put up security cameras in the neighborhood. Second of all, children can't play outside. They can't play outside because their parents don't feel safe.
Go ahead, Sugar. Keep going.
You're doing so awesome. Good.
You're almost
great so good.
It's great.
About two more sentences, I'm going to vote for you for mayor.
Say also.
Also, kids can get.
Get what? Go ahead. Don't be scared. Also, kids can be killed.
They can't get hit by a car, too.
Okay.
I think we could put gates in the front of the neighborhood with a key to it.
Okay. Your last paragraph. Go ahead, Sugar. Doing real good.
Thirdly, cars are being stolen. For example, our car was stolen when I was a 1-year-old. People may also want to sell the car to make money. Also, people may need a way around. We should have more police patrol to solve this problem. Mary, crime has taken over in my community. Our homes are being ruined. Kids can't go outside and play. Cars are missing. I think that we should fight together to stop crime in my community.
Good job, girl.
That's awesome. What a great letter.
Really, really, really well.
That is an amazing letter.
I'll tell you what. You know what? The mayor could get 100 letters from adults, and that right there is the equivalent to 100 adult pieces of mail.
I have to be honest, I'm almost embarrassed because I don't know that I have ever written a letter.
Like to
a mayor.
A public official or anything
to the
like
mayor.
That? Really?
I definitely have not.
I've always said that I was going to. Something upsets me. I'm going to write a letter.
Right.
That you never actually do it.
And that's the thing, man. I always talk about, hey, you want to make a change, kids? You got to start in your community. And she just said it right here, in my community. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, whatever you're saying to your kids, they're listening.
Uh-huh.
And so if you're saying bad or good, they're definitely soaking it in. So that's just, I bear witness to that, hands down.
Priya, you did a great job.
So much knowledge.
Proud of you, girl. You got anything to say? You want to say anything to who's your friends of the sassy and classy crew? What's their name?
Can you say hi
to them? I'm sorry, the sweet and sassy crew. You want to say hi to them? Say hi to them. You want to say
hi? She's quiet again. She said, I came in here to read the letter.
Right.
That's what I'm getting paid for. That's all I'm doing.
That was in my contract. No more than that. Hey, Angie. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I feel like this child should not be having to go through this. My home was recently broken into, and I know what she feels. And for a child to be feeling what I feel, it's horrible. Mm-hmm. Something needs to be done to protect our children.
Well, like I said, I mean, one letter from a child to the mayor, that has a lot of impact. So who knows, you know?
And a new Doberman, right?
And a new Doberman doesn't hurt you.
Well, just so you guys know, I talked to the mayor's office on Friday, and Mayor Reed was going to try to be on with us this morning, but because we waited to the last minute, didn't know this was going to come up, his schedule couldn't do it, but he wants that letter, so...
He has a copy of it. If it's not, it's in the mail right now.
Well, we'll be sure it gets in front of him, okay, Priya? For sure he's going to read it, okay?
Great job, Priya.
You did fantastic.
We're all really proud of you.
I'm proud of you,
baby. Good job.
You ever written a letter to the mayor, Carl?
Never.
Your baby girl's got you beat already.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get back to Olivia here. This has been going on now for, what, 2 weeks?
At least. Yeah, we've been talking to Olivia. Well, first of all, one of her friends told us about her story, and so we kind of strong-armed her to come on with us. And I appreciate that she keeps coming on with us, even though she keeps taking a lot of crap from us and the listeners.
She's addicted to the
thing. I'll say that.
She had a tricky, tricky weekend ahead of her. I mean, how do you date two guys that you're living with in two different places and pull that off? Hey, Olivia, good morning.
Good morning.
You must be exhausted.
I'm actually doing much better.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've got big news.
Okay.
Which is that I am no longer living with two men.
Okay.
Friday, we got a third, huh?
We got a lot of ground to cover here. Okay.
Yeah, I've cut it down to one.
What happened this weekend?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I didn't even try to pull off the weekend. I didn't. So Friday night, I was out with Midtown Guy, and we just started talking about our future and what we want and, you know, where we see ourselves in 10 years. And it was a lot of we discussion, and the we just was sounding so good to me. And I was thinking about it and thinking about my life with Midtown Guy and that is what I want. And that it's going to be, you know, a much better life than would have been with Kennesaw Guy, who was great. But, you know, my heart was just really fluttering on Friday night. So Saturday morning, I went out to Kennesaw Guy's house, and I broke it off with him. And, you know, I did not tell him that there was anyone else. I kind of used a version of, it's me, it's not you. Told him I was moving in with my mother. And... broke that off. So I spent the whole weekend with Midtown Guy, and it was wonderful. And I gotta say, like, you guys have really helped me out in this situation.
That's
because after Friday's phone call, I was just feeling really bad about the whole situation. I mean, at first I really didn't like all of the negative feedback that I would get from listeners, and I think I tried to play it tough. But when I asked you guys to wish me luck for the weekend, and new guys said no and, like, nothing, and then the phone call was over, I don't know. That kind of really got me thinking and feeling terrible about what I was doing, and that's pretty much it.
Do you feel totally relieved right now?
I feel totally relieved right now. I also feel a little bit like, a little bit remorseful.
Kind of like, did I choose the right one?
No, just like, it was not easy to break it off with Kennesaw Guy. And you know, I wanted to keep it going as long as possible with both guys. And it was not easy to break it off.
Especially the day before Valentine's Day. Hey, Tracy, yeah. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, I wanted to get in before the lines got too long on bashing on the chick. I tried to get in last week and couldn't. She just sucks. Oh. I mean, for a whole host of reasons.
Dang.
I mean, let's pick, you know, Midtown dude just because he has money, and I don't care what she's saying about, oh, it sounded so good. No, he has money. Kennesaw guy didn't have as much, so we dumped him. Right before Valentine's Day? Really? I mean, how bad could you possibly suck?
Well, if he's broke, then you're saving him the, you know, $15.99 that he spent on a...
Yeah, only you could come up with that. I love you, Jeff, but come on now.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, he did him a favor. That's one less gold-dipped rose that he had to buy.
Olivia, how did he take that? Did he mention you're doing this the day before Valentine's Day?
Yeah, he did not take it well.
No.
I'm sure not.
No. Mm.
And your stuff is your stuff still over there?
Some of it. I mean, I took my clothes and I took my television. I took the little stuff. But you put
most of your furniture in his house, right?
Yeah, and it can stay there if he still wants it.
Is it like expensive furniture, or are we talking like stuff from IKEA or whatever?
It's IKEA.
I would want all your stuff out of my house. I don't want any reminders
of
you.
Well, if he's broke, I mean, maybe that's a good...
That's all he has.
Well, I'd still rather
sleep on the floor.
The parting prizes is that he's now got a couch to sit on.
The good news is with a swift kick to a properly placed kick with IKEA furniture, it falls flat again, just like it was
when
you bought it.
It could go right back in the box.
Yep. You just right down, boom! The next thing you know, it's 4 inches deep. Here. Oh my God, this is an entertainment center with my TV in it.
Here's Val. Good morning, you're on Q100.
Oh my God, you are not going to have him 6 months from now. Karma's a bitch. You are going to get all of this put back into your love life just like you put into it. It's not going to work out good. You're not going to have him. You're going to end up alone and having neither one of them. You already broke off with one. He's not going to be with you for very long. I will guarantee it. Karma's going to come back and bite you so bad. So it's going to be hilarious. I would love to hear from you in 6 months and see your tears and how he broke up with you or how he found out maybe he was cheating on you the same way you were cheating on him. It's going to come back to you one way or the other. I promise it will.
So nobody thinks at least she broke it off, you know, rather than have it go through Valentine's Day and spend a whole nother heartless, meaningless day with this guy. Nobody thinks, okay, at least she got it done.
I feel like that.
You do?
Yeah. I feel like she had to rip the Band-Aid off at some point, so might as well do it now rather than prolong it. It would be worse after Valentine's Day.
Do you know that he'll be telling the story about her for the next 3 decades, that she will always be the chick that broke up with them?
He'll get over it. He'll move on. You know, time will heal it, and then he'll have a good story.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, I think that guy in Kennesaw is lucky as he can be. That girl, she's a dog, man. Nobody needs that. And that girl is going to be regretting it down the road, because the guy that she's with in Midtown, he's probably already got 2 or 3 girls on the line that he's banging. So,
Olivia, I think that you thought this call was going to go a lot different than it is today.
Yeah, I did.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you made the decision. I think that that's good. Now,
me too. And I made it for me and not for listeners. And you know, we'll see how karma goes. I feel like I built up some good karma over the weekend breaking it off with Kennesaw guy. And
I agree,
from here on out, I'm going to be completely honest with him.
See, I think it exactly the opposite. I agree with you. Like, everybody's talking about who you're going to get bad karma, Really? While we're staying within in a relationship with two people at the same time, generating good karma. No, now she has picked the person who is her one true love.
Right.
This is, and it's going to take you a while to see this, but this story is actually more romantic than Mr. Dial. Because,
really?
Yes,
that?
Well, we have a situation here where we have a woman who had two choices.
She selected one
as her one true love, even with another one inside or in front of her. So what?
I got it.
Yeah, so what she did is she went with two in front of her. She went and chose one, and that is destiny.
And her love is probably timeless until she gets meets somebody from Brookhaven.
Or Midtown loses his job.
I think it's great that she finally made a decision. Get your stuff out of Kennesaw's house and then be happy.
Thank you.
Olivia, thank you very much for sharing the whole thing with us. And I would also like to talk to you in a couple of months to find out where you're at.
Sounds good. Thank you, you guys.
Okay, Olivia. Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. I think she was thinking everybody's going to call up going, hey, yay, you did the right thing. That's great.
Everybody's like, we hate her.
Not so much.
The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
This is a very exciting week for us because this is Bert's Big Adventure Week now. Man, there's a lot of planning that goes into this week.
Send-off starts on Thursday.
Send-off is Thursday. And for those of you that are new to the Bert Show, this is a trip that my wife and I started. It's a nonprofit that we started almost 9 years ago now. It's our eighth trip. And we take children down to Disney World that have chronic and terminal illnesses, and we bring the entire family. And it happens this weekend, but the planning for something like this happens all year long. And what you guys have allowed us to do with all your contributions and your support is really sort of just branch out from Disney World. This organization started as one thing and one thing only. And that was a trip down to Disney World just to give these families some relief and get them out of Atlanta and just create some memories down at Disney World. Well, because of your support, we have really been able to branch off in a whole bunch of different directions that we never saw coming when we first started the organization.
Well, when the Bert's Big Adventure families become BBA families, they stay in this collected family forever. It's not like it's just one trip and then they're gone. They're connected through friendships and they stay in touch with the organization year after year and build these lifetime friendships and stay together because there's activities all year long. Everybody remains connected. Once you're selected as a BBA family, you're always a BBA family.
We totally embrace you now. Totally embrace you from Bert's Big Adventure on. And we have these reunions now, like Jen was talking about, to keep the families connected. And excuse me, one thing that my wife and I noticed when we got back from the trips was we were visiting the families in the hospitals, and some of these families were there not days, not weeks, but at times there were months where they were in the hospitals. And boy, that's a tough life right there. I mean, after about the third day, if you've ever been in a hospital and you're sitting in that room and there's nothing except you and that bed that goes up and down and there's the TV in front of you, outside of that, there's just not a lot going on. So we started to ask the families, like, what could we do to help you guys once you get back here if you end up in the hospitals? And Stacy came out with a fantastic idea. A really great idea that we have brainstormed and thought about for a long time, and we get to execute now that we've got a great sponsor, Carter's, that we're going to introduce you guys to here in just a couple of seconds.
So the program's called the Fairy Godmothers, and what we've been doing over the past 8 years is whenever we have one of our families in the hospital, you know, we're all kind of connected through the Facebook and just different ways that we find out that different BBA kids are in the hospital. So between the BBA staff, mostly me, Bert, Amy, and our medical staff, somebody makes a visit to them at least every other day so that anything that they need, you know, we can bring to them. And there's really not a lot of food for the parents. So I keep like little things of those little bread pans of lasagna in my garage freezer. So everyone just stops by and grabs one of those so the parents have something to eat. I mean, this is how grassroots we've been doing this. But what's happened is, and Jen spoke to this pretty well, is I feel like Bert's Big Adventure is defined differently than it was 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. 8 years ago, you could define Bert's Big Adventure as our trip to Disney World. Mm-hmm. I don't define it that way anymore. What I do is I define Bert's Big Adventure as Bert is a community that's developed of special needs families. So the trip has become the catalyst, like it's our feeder. So we choose these amazing families and we become close with them on the trip, but it really feeds what is driving Bert's Big Adventure now, which is this community. So part of being that community is taking care of these parents and these kids when they're in the hospital. And a lot of these parents are single parents. So some of the times they can't leave the room. Like if they're in pneumonia situations and they can't breathe and you have to watch how much in their lungs, and you can't walk out of the room.
Right.
And they can't take a shower. They can't get anything to eat. The kids are bored. They want little toys or whatever. These families don't have much money. So we would bring little gifts or whatever they needed, and we would call the parents that morning. But now we're 80, how many?
85.
85 families strong, and the six of us can't do it anymore. There's not enough legs and time.
What's the name of that family that keeps having the kids, the Duggars?
The Duggars.
They got like 20 kids now. They didn't start that way.
And they got grandkids
now. We got 85 kids, and yeah. I don't know what to do with all of them. And I definitely don't have enough room in my freezer for that much lasagna. So we're like, we've got to do something because we want to take care of these families for the rest of their lives. And we've never had a volunteer program because we've always been able to manage everything just with the staff that we have. But mm-hmm. now that we've gotten so big, Amy and I are like, well, we better start tapping these people that want to help us because they're banging down the door. They're like, please let me do something. Please,
day.
Please, please. And so this idea came and it just sort of developed just from this need. And what we've decided to do is set up teams for the different hospitals. So whoever, there would be a fairy godmother leader, and then she would have six fairy godmothers under her or him. I've been hassled because I don't have a fairy godfather logo yet. There's several men that want to do this too.
That's
so I'm like,
awesome.
Okay, I'm working
That's
on it.
Cool,
wow, I would
it
think that
cool.
if they've
That's
agreed awesome, to volunteer guys. For something with fairy in the title, they'd be okay with godmother at the end.
No, these are very straight guys. Yeah. I mean, they want their own logo. I'm like, okay. So anyway, so we'd set up these teams. And so there'd be a leader and then six other god whatevers. And they... So this leader would get the call from one of us saying, okay, so-and-so's in the hospital, call this parent, find out how long. And I thought if there's seven people, then if they're in there for a week or more than a week, the volunteer only has to make one trip a week. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the concern is when you deal with volunteers is, are they going to have enough time? Because I won't do this unless they do it right.
Yeah, the math on it, we'll work out off the air. But the bottom line of the whole thing is that every child, Burt's Big Adventure child and family that's in a hospital will have a Burt's Big Adventure representative come and visit them every single day.
That's
with
amazing.
Giddy,
awesome.
With goodies and gifts and food every single day.
Wow.
So when they're sitting there in the middle of the day and they're bored out of their mind, now they have something to look forward to. There's going to be a fairy godmother or father coming to the hospital with something.
And they're not alone.
And that's not alone.
And that's really the definition of Burt's Big Adventure now, is this community. So you're never alone through any of this anymore. And by setting this program up, you know, there's a lot that's going to be involved in it. And we have to train people, and we want to get them shirts so that, you know, they're recognized in the hospital, and our kids feel really special when someone comes. So then we were like, okay, how do we pay for it?
Yeah, because we didn't want to take the money. We didn't want to take away from the money that was coming into the trip.
Right.
So we needed to find somebody that would help us with the Fairy Godmother program. And that's when Carter's here. Michael Casey is the chairman and chief executive officer over at Carter's. These guys have stepped up and they said, what do you need? What do you need? And he's here today. And we got to thank you.
Wow. A pleasure. Good to be here with you. This idea came to my attention around the holidays. We're very fortunate. We own the two best-known brands in young children's apparel. We've been around forever. Both brands have been around for over 100 years.
Wow.
And we've had a lot of success over the past number of years. And around the holidays, we said, "What is there something we can do to help young kids?" And Burt's Big Adventure came to my attention. You've got a lot of fans at Carter's and Oshkosh, a lot of fans at the Casey House that my kids own. My wife's a big fan. So, anyways, we loved having you over at the office, and you're doing something very special here for people in need, and particularly for young children. And after we had you over to the office on Friday for lunch, we said we'd like to do a little bit more for you. So we know that we helped you out with Burt's Big Adventure and the Fairy Godmother program, but we wanted to do a little something extra for you to get you started off right. So happy to help. We're very fortunate. We've been very blessed as a company with a lot of loyal customers for many, many years. And so we wanted to share a little of that with you this morning.
I haven't seen that. What is that?
So Mike just handed me a check for, $10,000.
Thank you.
Wow,
nice.
That's incredible.
Amazing. Thank you. We really appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
If you guys, if you don't have kids, you might not know what Carter's is. But if you have kids, you certainly know.
Or if you've ever had to attend a baby shower.
Or attend a baby shower, you've seen Carter's.
Yes.
Listen to this statistic. I thought I read it wrong when I went to Carter's. And tell me if I got this wrong. Every family with kids has, on average, has 10 pieces of clothing from Carter's.
Sure.
10.
Wow. Sure.
So everybody's been touched. And they're based here in Atlanta, which I didn't even know about until last week.
That's awesome. Incredible.
So it just seemed to make sense. And these guys, like, we met on Friday, and it just feels right to be with these guys. And it's just going to be a great program because you guys are allowing it to be a great program.
Yeah, we're happy to be part of it.
It was the lunch we did on Friday was incredible. I mean, we walked out and we're just blown away by the eagerness. I mean, it was like everybody was sitting on the edge of their seat, you know, like, what can we do next? What else? What else? What else? You know, and it was just, it was such a perfect partnership. I said to Mike afterwards, I said, you know, when you find the right partnership, everything just becomes very natural. And all these ideas come into play because you're supposed to be together to do great things. And it just felt that way. It was really amazing.
And
amazing.
I want to add this also, that this $10,000 check that Mike just gave us from Carter's is in addition to $40,000 they've already given us. So that's $50,000 over just the last couple of
that's
weeks.
So generous.
So are you paying these fairy people?
not
that's why they're called volunteers.
Yeah, not paying the fairy people.
Because you got that $50,000 now, and I mean, if you need somebody to do it, and you're willing to.
Well, we need really cool shirts. We need really cool shirts for them to wear. This will take over for the shirt.
Isn't he the picture of philanthropy right over there, is Jeff?
Right. I'm just saying, money's not good unless you spend it.
Oh, we'll do that. I can promise you that. Hey, Karen, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, good morning. I am so proud of Carter for stepping up because I buy Carter for my son. I believe in the brand and Oshkosh and the whole nine yards. And I'm so proud of you because my son has a diaphragmatic hernia as well as a congenital heart defect that has been corrected, and I know what a benefit it is to have that support system, to be able to have somebody to come to visit them in the hospital and to take them out, because it's just a difficult thing. And to have that support system, you almost made me want to cry. But I'm proud because I really endorse Carter. I tell all my friends about it. You have the button-ups that when you're in the ICU unit, you can actually keep his PJs on. So just, sorry. I'm just proud that two of my favorite brands have come together and are assisting and facilitating in such a big way.
Thanks, Karen. That's appreciate great. It. Thank
what
you for the call.
What a great way to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to remember, I mean, these families on a day-to-day basis, and we say this over and over and over again when we're on the trip, is that there is no such thing as routine, okay? No such thing. On any given day, your Burt's Big Adventure child can be healthy on Tuesday, and then Wednesday morning, you're in the hospital, not for a day, not for a week, but 7 months at a time. And your mom and dad hanging out and your sisters and brothers is good for a little while. That's cool. You need that support system. But then what we feel like getting together with Carter's here is having that one person every day that you know is going to be loaded down with gifts for you, that's going to be there. We think it's going to enhance the experience a whole bunch.
Oh, and at the end of the meeting, so Jill comes up to me and she's like, and I don't know how many volunteers you have on the list yet, but all of our people here want to do it too. And I'm like, oh my God.
Incredible. And how many employees do y'all have here in Atlanta?
Oh, we've got probably better part of 1,000 here in Atlanta.
All right, so program's done. We got the money, we got the people, it's over. Hey, John, good morning. You're on Q100.
Morning. I've been listening, and how can I volunteer? What can I do to help?
Stace, the phone lines are already lit up with people saying, what do we need?
Well, first you write a check.
Amy does the detail stuff. I don't do any of that.
Write a check for $50,000, and then all your employees get to work there. And
no, hey, thanks for being interested. If you want to send a message to me at amy.bba@gmail.com or directly through the Burt's Big Adventure website, we'll get you hooked up. I'm a little busy with trip details, so if I don't get right back to you regarding the volunteering, it will probably be the week when we get back after the trip, since we are leaving on Thursday. But anyone who's interested, send us an email and we'll get you hooked up. There will be an interview process and a background check and some training to go through. And we're hoping to launch in May.
Hey, John, we've got a brand new website, Burt's Big Adventure website, that's actually up this morning. So you can email us right through there.
Will do. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot. And the phone calls and the emails are already starting to pour in from people that want to volunteer. So, Mike, thank you to you and everybody over at Carter's that's allowed us to do this program. This is we're really, really excited about this.
Yeah, we are too. Thanks for having us here this morning.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Okay, our Valentine's Day roundtable here. What everybody do on Valentine's Day? For my weekend, it was kind of we did a little of everything this weekend. Friday night was really mine and Stacy's Valentine's night, so we went to the W downtown.
Nice.
And we ended up in this really cool room that overlooked the city, which was awesome because it was snowing.
Beautiful.
That's cool.
So yeah, it worked out awesome. And then flowers came on Saturday from me, and then the kids sent her flowers also. And then yesterday, we opened up our Valentine's Day present. So it was sort of like little things all weekend long. Which was really kind of cool. Wendy had a first date.
I know, date on Valentine's Day with a guy I met out on Friday night. Wasn't going to go out, but just met him. He's new to town, only been here for about 2 weeks, and wanted to do a date. And I was like, I'm leaving next week. And he was like, well, let's do it on Valentine's Day. As long as we're not Valentine's, let's do it on Valentine's Day. And it was a first date. So we went to a really nice dinner, made reservations, and then went and saw Valentine's Day, the movie, after that, which was really sweet. So I had a good time.
Cute.
Yeah, it was very fun.
Cool. And Jeff was the lucky of all of us.
You know what? I actually was in Syracuse for the weekend, where it's, you know, it snows, like everybody's talking about the snow and everything, and had a great time with just my parents and Jessica, and didn't do anything, hung out, but
fed the ducks,
and that was the highlight of the weekend. But had more of an acute awareness of how ridiculous the panic this city feels when there's some snow based on one sentence that my dad said when we were at dinner. He says, so everybody's freaking out about the snow. What's going to happen? I'm like, well, they're just panicked. You know, they got to get home. They got to do this. He's like, right, but it's going to be 50 tomorrow. So the snow will be gone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I said, yes. And he said, you really live in a city where people are that freaked out about being inside with their families for 24 hours?
Yeah.
I was like, yes.
Because
that's what people are panicked about when you think about it. Because, you know, up in New York, they're better equipped, you know, the snow plows and salt and all that. So life goes on. So I was trying to explain to him, I said, in Atlanta, people panic because, you know, the whole city's got two snow plows and one guy who knows how to drive them. You know what I mean? They're not prepared for that. And he goes, the snow doesn't stay.
Mm-mm.
So you just stay inside.
So you got to just stay inside with your family for a day. And I'm like, yeah, people don't like that thought at all. People really freak out at that.
Friday night, the traffic was so bad. People were freaking so badly. And it wasn't even sticking to the ground. And people were freaked. I was driving downtown and like people were driving with their hazards on. I'm like, it's not even sticking. There's no ice. There's nothing. People chill. But Jen's Valentine's Day, this was pretty cool yesterday.
So excited to hear about it.
It was definitely a cool weekend. I did use the excuse Friday night to sort of stay snowed in, which was really nice, and watch the Olympics. And then Saturday was sort of going out to a nice dinner. We went to one Midtown Kitchen, which was great, and then to Bitterball. And then yesterday, we celebrated Valentine's Day, and this is the new relationship, by jumping out of an airplane. So we went skydiving yesterday, which was incredible. It was my second time going. You guys know I jumped on the air the very first time, and I had so much anxiety and nerves in the airplane going up, but I think it was because of the broadcast. You know, I was just so concerned about it, you know, airing live on the Burt Show, and could you guys hear me? Because that airplane, it's, you know, they're tiny little, you know, tiny little planes, and so it's so loud up there. You can't really hear anything. I was, like, so stressed the first time about making sure you guys heard me, and it was, you know, with two of my girlfriends and this, like, totally, like, emotional time in my life and this, like, you know, big, like, sort of emotional outpouring experience that came along with it that first time. Well, this time was completely different, just fun, like no radio work to worry about or whatever. We were just like suited up. And of course, we both jumped tandem. But this was his second jump and my second jump. And so we were just both like way more relaxed about it. Like, and it was so much fun. It was awesome. It was freezing yesterday.
Yeah, I was talking to them Saturday night
especially
about this.
Up 14,000 feet.
Was it like, how cold was it?
They say it was 30 degrees colder up there than it is here.
Burr.
So it was probably, what, like 10 degrees, maybe?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's probably 10 degrees, maybe 15 or 20 up there. I don't know. But you're just like so intensely with adrenaline, you kind of like forget about temperature or any of that stuff. But it was awesome. He made all of the plans. And so we jumped at a different place that I had been before. We went to the farm and I jumped with a guy named Big Steve.
Big Steve.
Big Steve was awesome. And and so he knew that it had been my second jump. So he was like, do you want to do some cool stuff when we get out of the plane? I was like, yeah. And he's like, let's do some backflips.
I'll show you how big I can get.
And so we sort of like jumped and turned and did two backflips coming out of the airplane. And he was like, make sure you keep your eyes open. You'll see the bottom of the plane. And that's a cool feeling. Awesome. So I totally did that. So I was looking up, eyes open, and we do like two flips coming out the back. And I saw the bottom of the airplane. When else in your whole life do you ever see the bottom of an airplane in the air?
Only if that's I'm laying cool. on my back and I'm on a runway.
Guess what? Everybody on Lost has seen that. Big deal.
So now you've got a video again of it, right?
Yeah, I do. I do. I have a video from the place. So I'll try to get that up on YouTube. I don't really know how to do all that
tomorrow.
Well.
Let's get it up tomorrow. Give us 24 hours. We'll put it up on the news site tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So you can see Jen jump out of the plane tomorrow. Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
awesome,
it was a blast. It was so much fun. And then like all day in the afternoon, I was like, hey, guess what? He's like, what? I'm like, we jumped out of a plane today.
The Bird Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.